All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping. Whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation, that is the meal that I stick with. And you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Wrecker5, mountain-state-survival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Yep. Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and you're on the TV version, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Some of you, no doubt, heard my preliminary piece to the topic we're going to discuss here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report regarding whatever is flying in our airspace. And let me tell you this, we're not talking Chinese spy balloons any longer. I think this is totally a separate issue. They may be connected. I haven't made the connection, but this is something entirely different. And Doug and I have been talking about this since yesterday. And as I said early this morning on our YouTube channel, that we were going to begin to compare notes here. And this is unrehearsed. We discussed this for about an hour and 15 minutes last night. But as far as what we're going to give to you, we have not rehearsed that. This is spontaneous, what I have learned, what Doug has learned, and I have a really good feeling that we're going to meet right at the end in the same place. We may get a few differing facts because we have different sources, but I guarantee we're going to come at the same conclusion. Doug, we're living in unbelievable times, and I don't want to get bogged down on all the things going on. But never in my life have I seen so much go on at one time. I remember that when Annie DeRiso and I started the Common Sense Show over on RBN and the radio broadcast. Actually, it started in Wickenburg, Arizona. And when we started there, we had to hunt for stories, good stories. Today, we have to filter out the most important from the kind of important. And so we have to be selective in our coverage because there is so much going on. But let's get down to it here. Tell me where you're coming from on what NORAD is dealing with. And I'm telling you, it ain't no Chinese spy balloon.
No. And to make things worse, our official statement at the Doug and Dave Intel Report is that every 12 hours is a new emergency.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
That is it's really holding up to time. So here we go. Now, I've been talking with some other officials about all this. I'm not going to name names or point fingers because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But, you know, even guys that are within the feds, the military, and us vets and ex-fed guys, we still all talk, and nobody knows what the hell's going on. And we're all trying to formulate in our minds what's going on. A lot of crazy theories are going on out there, but the one that's sticking is UFO.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. I get the same thing, but I'm getting people who are willing to prioritize most likely to least likely. Are you getting that too?
Well, look, we're all credible guys, and the information that we're working with is what's being sent in, not just, you know, us sitting around the smoke pit and just, you know, thinking of theories. We're getting the information in and then trying to make sense of what's going on. And this is the statement from NORAD yesterday. Statement from NORAD, military aircraft are currently operating from Alaska and Canada in support of NORAD activities. NORAD confirms that we have positively identified a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. Right off the bat, wordings matter. The words matter. Why did you not just say balloon? Chinese spy balloon. Why is it a high-altitude airborne object? I've heard this so far, like the one that was over Alaska we shot down. They called it a cylindrical object that was metallic in nature and that it had a propulsion device on it, that it was an unknown object. I've heard all different types of things, but not balloon yet. All right. A cylindrical metallic object like a big flying cigar is something that has been seen since the 40s by pilots all over the world, especially American pilots. So why is it all of a sudden we can't describe what a freaking balloon is? No, man, this is a little bit more well thought out. I'm not going to say it's sinister.
Doug, let me interrupt you to ask this question. It's a question I've asked other people this morning. What I'd like to know is how we can't seemingly, or we can track a Chinese spy balloon but not report it, but at the first sign of a UFO, it's all over the news. Why?
It's the way they want to spin it.
Exactly.
And
That's exactly right.
they're being very cautious about how they describe whatever this object in the sky was. But here's something to note. Never in American history have we fired live ordnance at a combative aerial vehicle ever. Now we've had three in 1 week. That, my friends, tells you that something's going on. We're not just shooting balloons out of the sky. If we were, why use a rocket? And the rocket that we are using, the Sidewinder, it can only pick up heat. So that's its sensors, is that it picks up heat. Now, I've read some other things in here that kind of disturb me, that whatever this object is, our lasers aren't tracking onto it. And the thing that brings me back to is the Tic Tac device
There you go. Yeah.
that the Navy reported. Okay, so let's just go down the tabloids real quick. All right, this is from Twitter. Justin Trudeau, I ordered the takedown of a unidentified object. Why not balloon, Justinian? I ordered the takedown of an unidentified object that violated Canadian airspace at NORAD. Command shot down the object over the Yukon. Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled, and U.S. F-22 successfully fired at the object.
Yeah, this brings up an interesting point, Doug. Let me connect a couple dots here. He wanted nothing to do with shooting down a Chinese balloon that violated his airspace, but
Of course not. They pay him.
he's willing to go after this.
Well, hold on. We can barely tango with any of these things in the sky, right? We can't, I guess you say, like propulsion versus propulsion. They outdance us in the sky every time, these unidentified flying objects. Now, you mean to tell me that a simple Sidewinder heat-seeking missile can knock it out of the sky? So is this nuts and bolts aircraft that we've made as humans that we have recreated, or is this something else, man? But the thing was, if it was a balloon, just say balloon. It's no one's going to be frantic. All right. This is coming from Fox News. Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says U.S. shot down high-altitude airborne object over North America. I believe this one as well was around the 40,000-foot mark. All right, I'm going to share screen with you real quick, and I want to show you a series of things here. Right, starting from the top. This is the type of stuff that we were getting in last night, and I'll add in some information afterwards. All right, so update. NORAD detected a radar anomaly and sent fighter aircraft to investigate. Those aircraft did not identify any object to correlate to the radar hits. NORAD will continue to monitor the situation. This is the one that flew over Montana. So we had one over Montana last night. All right, 7:10 p.m. last night. And then during the day, we had one over northern Alaska, or excuse me, northern Canada. The day prior, we had one off of Alaska that we had shot down. The U.S. has closed Montana airspace completely for defense-related purposes, confirmed by NATO.
Give you a couple, let me give you a couple possibilities before you go on, because let's see how this fits into this scenario. One, this could be the black ops guys doing a war game with our regular forces to see what they can get away with. That's one. No, that's I think a real possibility. I don't know that it's most likely, but the other thing is they could be setting up a false flag scenario where an attack comes out of this, a la Project Bluebeam fake alien attack. Two possibilities jump out here. Let's see how the rest of your evidence kind of fits into this.
Well, I've been talking to some guys that are special operations this morning, and one of the theories is that all three are balloons. The unidentified object that the U.S. shot down over Canada was eventually declared us a small metallic balloon carrying a payload. And that's coming from a senior U.S. official. And this is coming from Fox News as well. Details regarding the object were scarce throughout the weekend, but U.S. officials now describe it as a small metallic balloon with a tethered payload. Other reports have described the craft's payload as cylindrical. U.S. Allied forces had been tracking the device for more than a day by the time it was shot down. So, okay, real quick then. If this is a metallic balloon carrying a cylindrical device that's tethered to it, what is that? We'll get into that later. All right, so
this I have no idea. Do you have an idea?
Well, I mean, if you drop a certain portion of metal at a certain altitude, whenever it lands, it can look like an asteroid strike. I'll leave it to that. This is coming from Senator John Tester.
Okay,
I'm aware of the object in Montana airspace and remain in the close contact with senior DOD and administration officials. I'm closely monitoring the situation and am receiving regular updates. I will continue to demand answers for the American public.
Okay.
This is what happened in Canada. So the territory where it was shot down at, it's over here near Whitehorse in the Yukon. I mean, man, that's way out there. The average schmuck is not going to drive his four-wheeler out there and go pick this thing up. And everything's in a restricted zone, too. Here's a better picture of it.
All right.
That's a statement from NORAD. Oh, this is a video that I had said, but Chinese satellite lasers were recorded over Hawaii just yesterday.
Think about how we use lasers. They mark targets.
They mark targets, but they also destroy a bunch of things as well.
That's true. That's true.
Sensitive equipment. All right, Pentagon says U.S. detected third flying object over Alaska a day before shooting down over Canada. Military aircraft are currently operating from Alaska and Canada in support of North American Aerospace Response Command activities. All right. Okay. Some pilots that have interacted with the object over Alaska said that it interfered with their sensors.
That's UFOs territory, yeah.
Some pilots also claim to have seen no identifiable propulsion on the object and could not explain how it was staying in the air. And that's coming from our friends Milspec Monkey. And this was the statement from NORAD. With the cooperation of Federal Aviation Administration, NORAD implemented a temporary flight restriction airspace in central Montana February 11th. So that's confirming, once again, what happened over Montana. So it keeps being brought up about balloons. Well, here's the balloon site. This is in Mongolia.
What do you think that is?
Supposedly, this is where the balloons are being launched from.
Yeah, but this is not a balloon.
Well, we do have some balloons in the air.
No, but I'm saying what we're referencing right here, right now. Okay, the balloon did not affect sensors of planes. There's no balloon here. I think this is totally separate. Everyone I've talked to has ruled out a balloon.
Well, and that's the thing. There are multiple issues in the sky right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me read you a statement that a former Fed sent to me. Us former Feds, man, we talk. All right, so it had to be more than a blip. Talking about what happened over Montana. Okay, so initially what happens is there was a blip on the radar, and then they activated two F-15s and a KC-135 out of Portland to go and intercept this thing. So he said it had to be more than just a blip. They had to have tracked it long enough to get attention, get the watch officer, contact whoever to make the call, and then scramble the planes. They flew from Portland to Missoula. Any point in there, they would have just been waved off and turned around if it was nothing. So they must have tracked it long enough to get the jets there, and then it ghosted them. Here's the thing. What happened to the object over Montana? If we shot down the object in Alaska, we shot down the one off of the Atlantic, we shot down the one that was over Canada, what's this one that just materialized and then dematerialized if it's not on our radar anymore?
What do you think?
Well, it happened in Montana again. Montana is a hotbed for UFO activity, mainly around Maelstrom Air Force Base. It's Maelstrom, for those of you who pronounce it Maelstrom. And I'm not understanding exactly what's going on with every report coming in, but there's history of UFO activity interfering directly with ICBMs there. And now we're having multiple dings in the radar and objects in the sky over Maelstrom again. We have talked about on this channel the very, very good possibility of a fake alien invasion. Now, President Reagan has talked about it. Bush Sr. has talked about it at the United Nations. What would we do? Would we stop fighting each other if, you know, we found there was an alien invader coming? Is that what we're looking at? Is the whole World War III element being drawn up for this? Now, there's a lot of different directions you can go when we talk about fake alien invasion. An alien never has to set foot on Earth for the entire world to believe it. People already believe it now. And then you have plenty of existential stories out there and abduction theories. And we have our friend Tim Albarino who come on and can tell you some wild and crazy abduction stuff, actual witness accounts. But we know that Project Bluebeam also is a possibility here. We know that the Nazis with de Glock and the Nazi Bell had created some sort of a aerodynamic device that was in the shape of everything that's going on in the sky right now, the 1947 Roswell, which I still believe is actually a Nazi ship. You have Roswell. You have what happened with Admiral Byrd down in Antarctica with the Foo Fighters. So there's a lot of evidence. There's a lot of speculation. There's a loss of fakery here, but we have to understand this can be whatever the government says it is. So in order to get out in front of that, we have to make a statement now that we think this is the fake alien agenda, if that is what they're describing it as, a UFO. I don't care what everyone else comes out and says. If this is nuts and bolts craft because we shot it down with a simple missile, then I don't think this is an intergalactic interstellar ship. I think maybe they have a propulsion system that we're not familiar with. Maybe they have figured out how to slip time or camouflage itself to radar. I mean, we have things that can camouflage itself to radar. The Aquiline Project.
But they went beyond that, though. They went to satellite. They went to satellite.
Can I speak of that? So whatever happened with the Chinese balloons or whatever these objects are, it found a way to weave itself in between the tracking of our satellites. That's not very known. I know very little of anything about it. But from what I was told from sources was that there are dark spaces in between the surveillance systems of the satellites.
That's true, yeah.
And whatever these objects in the sky were, found that. Now, nefariously, I would say somebody told them about that and they coordinated that route to go through that. Or I don't know. And just to be honest, I don't know. I can't explain half of what's going on. And officials that I'm talking to have no explanation. They're just passing info back and forth. And not anything top secret or classified. This is all opinion based. God knows every one of our phones are being tracked by our friends in Virginia. Hi, friends in Virginia. But this is disturbing to a lot of people, though. This is very disturbing.
Well, I find this more than disturbing. There's an agenda here, and they're not going to tell us what it is. So we have to use our common sense. We're on the precipice of nuclear war. Yep. If it is alien, and because they're in Montana near a nuclear weapons facility, they have done this before if it's an alien ship. And here's the thing I want to say, though. If it was an alien ship, it could not have been shot down with our conventional means, because around the world, various militaries at different times have fired on, quote, alien ships without success. Why would this have been a success?
Well, the Russians apparently made a successful one time. But, I mean, who knows if that story is real or not. It came out of the CIA.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe anything that comes out of the CIA. We can't take that as a single incident.
Well, it came from the KGB out of Ukraine.
Yeah, we covered it.
Yeah, and then, you know, later by the CIA it's disclosed. So I want to say this real quick. There's a project. Let me bring it up real quick. There's a project called Project Aquiline. I've spoken about it a couple times, and it's the first ever drone that the United States had worked on. This drone is everything that you would say a UFO is. And it has a certain shape to it that is very distinct. It's not very normal. And it was created so that it could look like a bird.
That's true.
On radar. Let me try and find it real quick.
Yeah, I'm familiar with what you're talking about here. I'm trying to look it up right here.
There it is. Cool. Okay, here you go.
You got something?
Yeah. Okay, so this is Project Aquiline, the first unmanned aerial vehicle that was used mainly, or if anything, just for spy reasons. The only people who had access to Project Aquiline were in the CIA and were members of Project Aquiline. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the President's Office, no one else had access to this. So it was very, very tight-lipped. Yet, it did leak out many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And so if we have these devices, and this is Area 51 stuff, okay? This is when they talk about all the crazy stuff from Area 51. Project Aquiline is one of them. So who knows what we've created and what's out there, but we know that we make stuff that fools radar. We make stuff that is what some would seem out of this world, but I just don't think that's ours that we're shooting out of the sky. And I don't think that's China's that we're shooting out of the sky. China at first, maybe that first balloon over the Atlantic, you know, obviously we have the pictures of it, right? But what is all this other stuff? China hasn't said a word about what else has been shot down. Could it be Russian, maybe? I don't think so. I don't think it's Russia's prerogative to float a balloon over us. They have plenty of sophistications within their own satellites, but so does China, once again. Now, I will say this, with terms of floating a balloon, I want you to think about this. Let's talk about EMP real quick. If you launched an ICBM up into the sky, all right, 150 to 300 miles up into the sky over North America's atmosphere, you're going to have a lot of those same objects being shot back at you, right? Mutually assured destruction.
Correct.
So if you float a balloon at 40,000 to 60,000 feet and you do a direct strategic EMP strike over 9 substations that are all linked together, somewhere in the central part of America, kind of undisclosed, you could effectively take out the power grid from the West Coast to the East Coast. All right, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry has talked about this, and I studied quite a bit on this. I don't know where these substations are, and if I did, I wouldn't say where they are. But if someone did, and they happened to float enough balloons to go through our jet stream that puts you right in path of where these are, and then you detonated the EMP, well, you'll never have an ICBM flying back at you. But you can still fool everybody with the balloon. Now, likewise, I want to say this. With all this stuff going on, Okay. Everybody's distracted with whatever in the hell's going on in the sky right now. Fake alien invasion. Think about this. Off the San Diego coast, where this has been seen quite a bit. Hypothetically, if we get two or three of these objects showing up, playing tag with our jets, and then all of America turns its eyes to the West Coast to watch what's going on over there. One of these balloons that has already been proven to get past NORAD every single time makes the same flight path. Okay. Because right now, what we call this is a dry run or a beta test. Every balloon's going across the same flight path in the Gulf Stream. It goes from China, and then it goes up to the Aleutian Islands in Alaska and Canada, and it works its way down to the jet stream, brings it right over Montana and all the way out to the Atlantic. Okay. Let a couple of these things come in while everybody is focused on the dogfights with the UFOs with the actual EMP device, like potentially what was over Canada. And then bang, lights out. And you all thought it was an alien invasion because everybody's so ready for the alien invasion. We gave it to you and you never saw the
So
other part.
you think that we're looking at a possibility of an excuse to have grid down with an EMP and blame it on aliens for Project Bluebeam purposes?
I'm just saying that I play chess a lot. And when you play chess a lot, you got to learn to think 3 to 5 moves ahead. Americans are stupid and gullible. Obviously,
Americans don't even think one move ahead. I would agree with you on that.
not anyone listening to us right now. You're probably the most intelligent crowd that's out there. We
Yeah,
get a
that's
lot of
true.
your emails.
That's right.
And we're not saying our intelligence is greater than anyone else, but I think we've got this kind of figured out. The two real main scenarios here, three main scenarios here are this. It's Chinese balloons and they're playing with us, putting their finger in their eye, putting their finger in our eye, saying, look what we can do against you and you have no defense. Or it's the latter. It's the Project Bluebeam fake alien invasion. And then potential what? EMP? I don't know. Or it's the third. It's aliens. It's
Yeah.
UFOs. It's UAPs. But at the end of the day, it will be whatever the US government comes out and agrees to say to everyone in the US.
That's what we agree on right there. Regardless of where we go with anything else, we're not going to get the truth. We're going to get the Biden administration's version of what they want you to know.
That's right.
I couldn't agree with you more. Any possibility in your mind that it is truly alien and we can't control it and there is a threat?
Well, I just got something new. Hold on. Chinese authorities were preparing to shoot down a UFO. This just came in.
Even wonder if China and America are working together on this.
This keeps getting better and better. Once again, people, this is what we say, train, prep, and pray, and buy body armor. Local maritime authorities in East China's Shandong province announced on Sunday that they had spotted an unidentified flying object in waters near the coastal city of Rizhao, I probably pronounced that wrong, Rizhao, in the province, and we're preparing to shoot it down, reminding fishermen to be safe via messages. This was posted 4 hours ago.
If there was to be a Project Bluebeam, you would absolutely have to have intergovernmental cooperation. Would you agree with that?
Oh, the UN is on board.
Yeah, well, I'm not even talking the UN. I'm talking about a secret handshake agreement between Russia, well, maybe not Russia, but China, the US, NATO nations, and so forth. What are we looking at here?
Chinese making fun of America. It's actually pretty
good.
It looks like
the Three Stooges Chinese style.
Yeah, they're making fun of America. Oh, look, the world's most refreshing beer. There's the object right there, and Coors Light. I haven't had a Coors Light in like 10 years.
All right, so Rocky Mountain urine water. Okay.
So here's the thing, you know, no matter what, the internet wins, and we'll go out one meme at a time.
Well, so, I think you're right.
How much longer until Russia reports something or Europe reports something, right?
Well, that means they're just on board. Would you agree with that?
Yes and no. It either means they're all on board or something's happening. But it'll be what you're told. That's the problem. As the damnedest thing about all this is that we, the American people, should demand to hear more from our leaders. I understand classified stuff. I understand top secret stuff. I understand law enforcement sensitive stuff. I understand all this. If you don't disclose every little thing to the American people, but what we don't need is a bunch of shiny objects in the sky. And then you're scrambling jets and all of a sudden people are panic buying at Walmart, and stabbing each other over toilet paper again.
I'm laughing, but it's true.
And I just watched Independence Day last night with the kids.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay.
You know, I went to sleep thinking about all this, watched Independence Day, you know, to get me in the mood for this morning. And then here we are, Chinese authorities were preparing to shoot down a UFO. You can't make this stuff up, man.
Well, if we're going to get the predictive programming model, we're going to get a plethora of alien invasion movies. You know, let me share with you what I told you last night. One object doesn't make this true. But I was told a couple of years ago, go look at alien invasion documentaries done by so-called reputable networks, History Channel, Discovery, A&E, whatever it would be, and then go to YouTube and look at the same thing. And I said reputable. And of course, the History Channel is no longer reputable. But here's what you see. Almost every alien invasion is about putting a netting around or on the Earth. And it's either around in space or on where they drop objects. And the objects have certain functions to prevent military defense, to release chemical, biological attacks, that kind of thing. So that one object that was dropped to the ground made me think of this. And if we begin to see more of this, well, maybe it's a case of predictive programming.
You know, one thing that's coming to mind, and it's just because now we're forced to think outside the box here. So this is all hypothetical, folks. But what if the spy balloons that were put up were really not for us and were to measure the UFO activity or to try and gain attention by the UFOs?
Why would we need balloons when we have satellites?
Because the balloon is a slow-moving object that is within the same flight path of the unidentified flying objects. And because the unidentified flying objects can seemingly stop mid-air and traverse left or right if they want, then if they wanted to explore a balloon, like the one that looks like it was towing a satellite that we shot down, right? Would that be enough to garner the attention, possibly, of these entities, these devices in the sky, to stop and, you know, circle around it a couple times, maybe be able to snap some pictures of the damn thing? Because you can't say that if we do believe there's UFOs and aliens in the Pentagon, that we're not doing our own experiments. I mean, where's a UFO most commonly seen? In the sky.
No.
So
I'm looking at a series of UFOs on a different monitor. Did you say this was cigar shaped?
One of them was reported as a cylindrical metallic object.
Very interesting. This is I'd say cigar-shaped is the number two shape. A sphere is the most common.
Yeah. Yes, let me bring this up.
Okay.
All right, so you can do your own experiment, folks. Just go to the old Google machine and type in cigar-shaped UFO. These are the types of pictures that'll come up. Now, I've seen this one numerous times pop up. It's interesting because nobody knows the actual propulsion capabilities of a lot of these objects. Bob Lazar knows. Hard getting him on. These are also the same type of devices in the sky, or objects in the sky, that was reportedly seen over Skinwalker Ranch as well. So, and we did measure that with a government research. And photographs hovering cigar-shaped UFO over 2 hours as it witnessed by thousands across the states.
Yeah, I'm looking at something very similar. Okay, let's go. In the time we have left, Doug, let's go from most likely or least likely to most likely. What's the least likely scenario that we've brought up?
Well, it's not birds.
Okay. I should say realistic scenario.
Well, I have to say that because when I was doing the research for Project Blue Book, one of the most common scenarios over radar was a large compacted flock of birds. That whenever they flew over the radar, it was a big enough mass to get a blip, and then they would disperse, right? The flock would disperse, and then the blip would go away. There's a quasi-explanation, but I don't like that explanation. Least likely? Man, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to be a sensationalist here, but I'm a kid who grew up watching The X-Files, so I do believe. But I think the possibilities are this. It is a spy balloon or a spy craft. We do have craft that we cannot explain upon radar because the U.S. government made it for that way. And then there's the UFO thing. And the UFO thing could be multiple things. Is it demons in the sky masquerading as aliens? Or as our friend Timothy Albarino says, is it aliens masquerading as demons? Is it actual nuts and bolts aircraft? If it's nuts and bolts aircraft, was it manufactured here on Earth or did it come off world, making it obviously then extraterrestrial? Or is it angelic? Is it actually extraterrestrial from some sort of a species from some other planet, or did it come from inside the place, inside the planet, which is another thing that has been seen, speculated quite a bit, of UFOs flying in and out of caves, UFOs flying in and out of Antarctica's caves.
Admiral Byrd, there you go.
Yep, flying in and out of the sea. So, you know, when you say, like, what's the least likely scenario? The least likely scenario is Doug didn't do it. That's the least likely scenario. Least likely scenario is that a kid didn't release his birthday balloon that went up into the sky and confused a bunch of pilots. Something's in the sky. We have shot three of something down. So far, one of the somethings has been a balloon. Now, supposedly, the second something that was over Alaska, or excuse me, over Canada, was a balloon, but we don't know what was over Alaska yet. We don't know what exactly was shot down over Montana. Now, there's another device or whatever that's over Montana that, whoops, slipped the radar. And now China comes out and says, oh, hey, by the way, don't leave us out. We almost shot down a UFO. I don't like the word UFO. I want an explanation of what you saw. Don't tell me unidentified flying object. Tell me shiny ball in the sky. That's at least a description. But when you use the anonymity like unidentified aerial phenomena, well, that's bullshit because that could be anything. UFO, that's bullshit. That could be anything. Any pilot should be confident enough to describe what he's seeing within his flight path. If it's a shiny object, just tell us shiny object. What color was the shiny object? It was blue and white. Okay, so there's a blue and white shiny object. Was it a spherical formation? Was it multiple? Was it in a cylindrical? You know, you can get this information, but, and like I said, you know, they're telling you only what they want to tell you, and that within itself has many different reasons as to why they did that. For one thing,
I hear you. What's your most likely though? Because we're running short on time, and I want to get to the conclusion here that we got at this moment.
It's UFO.
Okay. Let me give you mine. It's not a Chinese spy balloon. Okay, it's not Chinese. It's not Russian. I agree with you. It's a UFO. And then I have two equal scenarios. One, it's a Black Ops war game between what they've developed at Area 51 and other places and against our traditional ability to track and surveil. And it could be a war preparation move if that's the case. The second thing it could be is a real UFO and it's alien in origin, but I doubt it because I doubt the shoot down factor. And then the third thing that I think is also probably the second most likely scenario is that it's Project Bluebeam, which kind of blends into the first one because you would need Black Ops cooperation for that. So those are my scenarios as they exist now in a very fluid situation.
I want to bring up Project Bluebeam real quick. Some people may not know what we're talking about. All right. Here's the problem with Project Bluebeam, as everyone says that it's fake. Here, times of ending. Project Bluebeam is a conspiracy theory about a supposed project whose purpose is to create an artificial second coming in order to control people.
Only one aspect, though, Doug. It's not just religious, yeah.
Yep. As per the alleged theory, the New World Order's purpose is, number one, to abolish all Christian and traditional religions in order to replace them with a one-world religion based on the cult of man. Two, to abolish all national identities and national pride in order to establish a world identity and world pride. And three, to abolish the family as known in today in order to replace them with individuals, all working for the glory of the new one-world government. And that comes from Kuldeep Kumar Jain of Mumbai.
Okay, I agree with those possibilities.
I can't disagree with any of them. That's the problem. Let me see. Okay. Serge Monset. Now, this guy's a little out there. Serge Monset was a Canadian investigative journalist, a poet, essayist, and a conspiracy theorist. He is known to English-speaking readers mainly for Project Bluebeam, NASA, and associated conspiracy theories. In the 70s and 80s, Monsat was a journalist, yada yada. He was an active member of the Social Credit Party of Canada. In the early 1990s, he started writing on the theme of the New World Order and conspiracy theories that were hatched by secret societies, being particular inside by the works of William Guy Carr. He founded the International Free Press Agency, where he published most of his work on these themes, achieving some prominence with an interview on esotericist and ufologist Richard Glenn's TV show, in which he repeatedly warned his audience about the dangers of the world government. He was interviewed by Glenn a number of times up to 1996. 1996. Monsat said he was being hunted by the police and authorities for involvement in networks of prohibited information. He had homeschooled his two children who were taken away and made wards in the state in September 1996 so that they would receive a public education. Died of a heart attack in 1996 as well. Now, when you really start to read a lot into this guy, there's a lot of things that stand out. He had made a new age like religion. 1994, he published Project Bluebeam, in which he detailed his claim that NASA, with the help of the United Nations, was attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist at its head and start a new world order via technology simulated second coming of Christ. He also gave talks on this topic. Other conspiracy theorists have noted the similarity of Project Bluebeam to the plots of Gene Roddenberry's unreleased 1975 Star Trek movie treatment, The God Thing, and the 1991 Star Trek The Next Generation episodes, Devil's Due. So when you talk about Project Bluebeam, you get two weird things. You get a complete picture of the New World Order's agenda, and then you get sent to this guy, which completely discredits Project Bluebeam. Now, could they have built this entire persona around this guy to discredit him, to discredit the project that he may have somehow or another discovered? Possibly. I'd never take that out. But just to let everybody know, you know, that is Bluebeam in a nutshell. We have the capability to do it.
I know we do. And especially with satellite technology, holographic technology, we absolutely have the ability to do it. So we come down to this. We have established kind of a network here, a loose network of most likely to least likely. And we're just going to have to see how it plays. I will tell you this, though. If we begin to see this in more than two nations, which is where it's at right now, I think we're looking at Bluebeam and we're looking at an intergovernmental cooperation to deceive their citizens. That's my guess. And people are going to be pissed off we did this show. I'm just telling you that right now. People are going to be pissed off. Well, I think this is as far as we can take it right now. We will be following up. There is no question we'll be following up. So, Doug, good job at researching this. We'll have to continue to compare notes. And as we have more and new information, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come on here and share with you. On behalf of Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner here in the Doug and Dave Intel Report, we want to bid you adieu, and we will be back again, maybe even tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a few minutes of airtime left. This is what I'd like to state. Nobody knows what the aircraft are, if they're balloons, if they are some other type of flying aerial vehicles, but the governments around the world, to include China, Russia, Uruguay now, including Canada and the United States, have all referred to these as unidentified objects, which within itself is stupid. Why don't you just say unidentified flying object or unidentified floating object? Obviously, there is something afoot. There is something happening right now. And I think while our eyes are all in the skies, that's where the deception lies. There are other things of influence that are being done upon the ground. Things are being done right now to take our eyes away from the Hunter Biden laptop and the scandal of the history for the American government. You know, the whole rollout of the UFO thing with ATIP and all the Tucker Carlson interviews and Skinwalker Ranch's popularity now with its own TV show, And all the nice, lovely talks from all your favorite YouTubers and your favorite idols that you like to listen to with their books or, you know, their TV series. It doesn't matter. Nobody really has hard evidence to prove to you what these are or are not. But the governments seem to say they do. And they are not telling you. So, if the same government that's not going to tell you what it is that we're dealing with over the sky, then let's take into consideration that the government has been, as of the last 3 years, walking out the UFO disclosure. The Pentagon has released quite a bit. ATIP was just the beginning. More will come out. I think if you think about these things realistically, and if some of you would get off your hypersensitive religiosity and just look at the evidence in front of your eyes, then maybe you can agree with the fact that it doesn't matter if it's demonic, if it's little gray men from Mars, it does not matter. When you look at this from my perspective, which I humbly ask you do, and then form your own opinions, because I don't know everything, Dave doesn't know everything. And we are not the gatekeepers to information. We are just combining investigative skills and comparative opinions and then letting you decide what you think is going on. But in my opinion, what we see right now is a distraction. Whether it was meant to be or if it was not meant to be a distraction, it is distracting. We have a lot of atrocities going on around the world right now. World hunger is starting to really rear its head because of the new Green Deals. And all this other bullcrap that's happening. The war with Russia and Ukraine and soon to be China and Taiwan. And America will step into that. The open borders, the rampant gun crime, the Satanism that's popping up in every avenue of entertainment now, to include your schools where your kids are. One day there are going to be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, kingdoms versus kingdoms, and ethnos versus ethnos. And there are going to be great deceptions. There are going to be falling aways. Amongst all these things, chiefly, there are going to be cults out there taking advantage of this, and people out there taking advantage of this to make themselves quickly wealthy based off of how scared you are, how interested you are, not just mainstream media, but even some of your most favorite people that you listen to. This is what I say to you, friends. Keep your eye on Christ, and all will be well. All will be well. And just remember, Matthew 24. And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray." So, right there off the bat, the master says, do not be led astray from the UFO agenda, the fake alien deception, the demonic forces that are around you, the principalities and the powers of the air that seek to change not only your own DNA, but even your own heart away from Christ. See that no one leads you astray, friends, on the pre-tribulation rapture, or the interim tribulation rapture, or the post-tribulation rapture, or the post-wrath. None of these things matter. You could die right now. Are you ready to meet Christ now? For many that I hear say, oh, don't ruin my blessed hope. Stop living in delusion. Stop living in delusion. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. It's just the beginning. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Let me speak to that real quick. For a lot of you Christians, you pre-trib rapture, post-wrath, you almost make a religion out of yourselves and your own opinions, of which you know not what you speak of, because no one knows when the Son returns, not no man, no woman, no witch, no AI, only the Father himself knows when Jesus returns. So the rest of you with all your, you know, oh, I'm pre-trib, whenever shit gets really bad, he's going to suck me out of here. One of these days you're going to be strongly disappointed. You'll be hated by all nations for Jesus' name's sake, not for Allah's, not for Buddha's, not for Trump's, not for Biden's or Ron DeSantis, not for insert your idol's name, for Jesus' sake. For the name of Jesus, they will hate you, they will hunt you down, and they will kill you, and many of them will be Christians thinking that they are doing God a service. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Read the comment sections on the latest video of this interview that's on the YouTube channel for both my show, The American Vindictus Show, and Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Report, and look at some of the vitriol that is being spewed out by fellow Christians to other Christians. We are our own worst enemy. I would rather talk to the agnostics and the atheists than most Christians about anything, because everyone has become so hyper-religious, so sensationalized. They see a boogeyman behind every corner, and they don't believe truth when it's actually gave to them if their favorite insert name idol hasn't said it first or has a varying opinion. Many of you are blind, and your blindness has caused tribalism. And within that tribalism of ideology and religiosity and sensationalism, you have carnage, hatred for other people because they think differently than you. But Jesus said, hey, hold on. These people aren't against me. And if they're not against me, then they're for me. So many of you out there, you're against your own brethren who are for Christ. You need to take a good look in the mirror and see what's staring back at you. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Can you not look around in your country? Doesn't matter, America, wherever, there's people from all over the world listens to this show. Praise God. Praise God that if I reach one of you and you hear my voice and you turn back from your wicked ways, you stop sinning, you hold the love of Christ close to your chest. You take him as your redeemer. And then you pick up your sword and your shield and you join the phalanx for Christ. So praise God if that's happening. But there will be false prophets that will come out saying, I am the Christ. One of the things that I don't like about the Vatican, not Catholics, but the Vatican, is the fact that they have so much extra biblical books hidden underneath their catacombs that you don't know what they'll bring out. You don't know what false doctrine they'll bring out. Oh, look, here's a book that says Jesus and Mary Magdalene did have a marriage and a child and bloodlines, and this bloodline leads to that politician who now says he's the Messiah. How do you know that won't happen? You don't. But the fact that there's nothing done in the dark that is approved of by God. So when a lot of these things done in the dark are coming out to the light, you need to question it. Test the spirits of it. Test the scales of the Bible to it. And for many of you out there who are all over the UFO stuff, you're all over the demonology stuff and all the fake this and the blacklist that, the Illuminati's and all this other stuff, how far has it led you away from praying? How far has it led you away from reading your Bible? So now that you're going through one toilet bowl flush away to hell because you sit and you watch your phone nonstop of one YouTube page after the other, one useless idiot after the other with most of the people that you listen to. And that is what has led you astray. We were supposed to keep our eyes on Christ. Instead, you keep your eyes on your phone, where Christ is not. Lawlessness. I could tell you about lawlessness. I have been a police officer from the East Coast to the southern border of Texas. I've been in New Mexico. I've been in Arizona. I've been in San Diego. I've been in California. I've been in Portland, Oregon more times than I like, though Oregon's a gorgeous state. I've been in the flyover states doing operations. I've been outside of the country working for the government doing operations. And you know the one thing that I can tell you that is the theme amongst them all? Violence has increased. And it's not stopping. Once again, prophecy being fulfilled. People love violence. They'll flip over cars and they'll kill people and they'll set businesses and homes on fire because of one man's death, even if that man was a reprobate criminal himself. There's no love for glory. There's no love for justice. It's all about us, just me and my own self edification. It's all about me and what I know and what I can put down in the comment section to sound smart, or what I can say, you know, on a YouTube channel to make me look clever to get all the clickbait. What hurts me is that I don't hear pastors talking out. And the ones that I do, God bless you. But there's many more of you that I hold accountable, that Christ will hold more accountable. Where are you now? You leaders of the church, you men of God, where have you gone? Do you hide behind your pulpit now as prophecy is being fulfilled? As the church is seeing less and less people walk through because the church has become more uninviting? Because of the birds that you allow to haunt it? Because we have allowed so many different ideologies of religion and the hyper-sensational religiosity that is Christians, you are the worst at it. And as a Christian, I'll say it, we are the worst at it. The attendance of church has gone down. It scares people from wanting to go into church. I've said this before, and you know, I'll say it once, but someone like me still catches a lot of flack because the way I look, I can't take the tattoos off of me. I'm not going to shave my face. I'm not going to cut my hair. I did that for 15 years. Time for a change. But for many of you, don't forget what the master said.
And he told me this. Come as you are. So to any of my brothers that are listening right now, any of my veteran brothers, any of my police officer brothers that are listening to me, you are welcomed within the arms of Christ. Come as you are. The church may not be the place for you, but your Bible in your time in your prayer closet is free within the privacy of your own home. I pray that you can find a group that you can pray with, that you can study and worship with and fellowship with. I want that. Many people want that. But I will not be a part of a reprobate church. I will not be a part of the body that has forgotten the other body parts. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. I say it again, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come for so many of you who want it to happen now. I will say this, friends, that it doesn't matter what you want. Your feelings, your emotions, your hopes, your dreams will not stop God's prophecies from being fulfilled right now. Maybe we could all get together as Americans, destroy our idols, destroy the places that are killing people, or the abortion clinics, the drugs, the sex areas where prostitution is running rampant, like in Houston, Texas, where the average prostitute is a 14-year-old girl. Maybe we could come together and destroy these places and put the Ten Commandments back into your school, back into your church, back into our laws. But I don't see anyone doing it. Instead, I see everyone cowering. Everyone that could actually do something. They're hunkering down. And because of that, the Master knew there will come a time, there will come a day when these wars will start and you won't stop them. The earthquakes will start and you won't stop them. The pestilence and the plagues will start and you cannot prepare for them. So, train, prep, and pray. These things are going to happen. The Lord Jesus said it. But do not have fear in your heart, because he has already conquered death. He's conquered this world. And for all you who stay true to him, what do you have to fear? That doesn't mean be foolish and not have food and water and not train and keep your body healthy and know how to defend yourself. What that means is don't sell your home to go and buy some outlandish whatever, because you have people that are peddling fear and making a profit off of you. Use that M1 brain that sits in between your ears. Train, prep, and pray, folks. That's all I got to say. Stay frosty.
all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.